ELPA Big Show. Hockey, sports, life for the adult athlete. Powered by the Beer League Players Association. Follow us at the BLPA.
Everybody, just follow.
Keep connected with us. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. You dig that?
Follow.
On every social media outlet. And make sure you follow the crew on Twitter. Nick at Nigger Jones. Jason at Beer League Jason. And Brooklyn at BLPA Brooklyn. Let's get it.
Welcome to the greatest sports show in the world. Good week, everybody. Hey, we might have an issue with this episode. I'm on hotel internet. I mean, I don't know if it's gonna go. We might have to sign off and make Jason hit the go live next time because you know he's got that good Nashville internet. But if we just take a moment of silence here, if you guys just close your eyes, moment of silence. You guys can just hear the waves crashing. Because I'm sitting right here on the beach. I'll even turn around so people can see it. Right here on the beach, Virginia Beach BLPA bash going on right here. And here I am, just living the International Beer League lifestyle. Jason, how's it going, my man?
Well, clearly not as good as it's going for you. As you can see, the beach is not here.
No?
I don't have it, no. But otherwise, doing all right.
That's good. You know what? I mean, listen, we all have paths to walk down in our life. And this is where mine's led me this weekend, and yours has led you there. Are you a big Brewers guy, big Brewers fan, or what's going on here with the little shirt?
Milwaukee and Nashville have several connections. So the Brewers minor league team is in Nashville. It's the Nashville Sounds. That's their AAA minor league team. And then, of course, the Preds have their AHL team, the Milwaukee Admirals. So I rep Milwaukee because of the connection with Nashville.
Which, by the way, the Admirals probably – the coolest logo in AHL when they got the skull and bones yep. And Oklahoma's very own Matthew Donovan played for the ads as well. So lots of stuff. We weren't here last week. Well, we didn't do it Disney week because, well, I was at Disney. I mean, yeah. I'm not, you know, I mean, what am I going to do?
Why would you do it?
I wanted to. Way we could have done like a Magic Kingdom live cast. That would have been cool. But, you know, I was too busy riding rides and doing bench burgers. So
how was Disney?
You know, magical.
Of course.
It's really weird. Like, I mean, the disappearing act that Disney can do on your wallet is fucking just incredible. Like they've got to figure it out, man. They just money over money over money. And but I will say, I'll trade all that money for all the memories that we make for the kids. That's why I do it with me and Coop. But it was Cooper's first time to ride like big boy roller coasters.
Okay.
Right. So he did Guardians of the Galaxy.
I love that ride.
Yeah, I do too. The first one he did was Space Mountain, which he got a little worried because it was so fast, but then he just loved it. And that's when we did Guardians of the Galaxy. And then he did Slinky Dog, obviously. I mean, it's a smaller kids, but he loved that one. And then he did Tron.
Okay.
Listen, Tron's it's just fast, right? Yeah. I mean, it's not a great roller coaster, but Cooper, man, he loved it. And then he was worried because he was like, I just can't go on any ones with a loop-de-loop. But then we went to Universal and he did like the Rock and Roll Riptide, loved it. And then he did the Velocicoaster and he loved it. So the kid is just in love with roller coasters right now.
That's awesome. So I remember when Jaden was younger, I took him to Universal for the first time and he didn't want to do some loop-to-loop roller coasters. But then I told him he could curse on the ride, like as much as he want, including fuck. Because we've allowed cursing on vacations before, but fuck's usually out of bounds. I was like, listen, if you ride it, you can say fuck as much as you want. And he rode it and just screamed fuck the whole time and he had a great time.
Listen, everyone says that cursing is a sign that you have a low vocabulary, and I don't fucking agree with that. Maybe. I have a pretty big fucking vocabulary, and I like to use the word fuck. Like, I don't know. It's just fun to say.
Some words are just more fun to say. So if I say fuck a lot, it's because I enjoy saying the word fuck.
Yeah, and so we saw a bunch of friends, a lot of BLPAers at Disney, and I saw Lolo in the comments. I met up with Lolo. At Disney, I can't remember which one it was, one of the ones, wherever Tower of Terror was, because Cooper wanted to ride that, Oh, by the way, we have a special guest here. I'm just going to bring her in right now. Okay. Content Girl Brooklyn has joined us here. Hey, Content Girl Brooklyn. Hello. Hey, looking cute.
Hey, thanks. You know, I got to keep it up.
I'm just wondering if we're going to get any more comments on YouTube about how you're not hot enough. I mean, I think, you know, in the grand scheme of things, Brooklyn, you're plenty hot for this show.
Score. That's honestly all I'm going for.
So we're talking about Disney World and seeing all of our friends and Cooper Wonder Ride Tower of Terror. But the problem is he is very sensitive. He's a very sensitive young man, and he has nightmares. And we just figured that the pre-show he would have nightmares for.
Yeah.
And I don't like heights and just free falling. I would do it for Cooper, but I had to say, hey, bud, I don't want you to have nightmares. Really, I didn't want to have nightmares, right?
So. Yeah, so basically you just blamed it on your kid. You were like, I don't want to do this.
Isn't that why we have kids?
That's true, yeah.
Facts. You know, I mean, I don't know. So, I mean, Brooklyn wouldn't know. She didn't have kids yet.
No.
So, but anyway, so, yeah, so that's where we were at Disney. And then last week was Burlington, Vermont, which I literally left Disney. It was 85 degrees, and I was in shorts and some Yeezy slides. And I landed in Vermont, and there was like a big snowstorm. I wasn't too impressed with that.
I feel like that's what happened when I went to Boston. I left Nashville. It was warm. I was in shorts and a t-shirt and got to Boston and it was cold. It's always the worst.
Yeah. Well, because we're out of practice, Jason, I didn't have you tell people where they could find us. So why don't you tell them
they can find us. Yeah. They can find us on all social media at the BLPA, like literally all of it. And then if you look at the bottom here, you can see all of our Twitters. We got at Nicker Jones, at Beer League Jason, at BLPA Brooklyn. And then, of course, Nick over on Instagram at the Nicker Jones.
Yeah, we still can't get Nicker Jones. Can't wrestle it away from whoever it was that hasn't logged in since 2011, probably. and also, just another quick PSA. My name has nothing to do with race on my social media handles. It has everything to do with the greatest ball player in the history of the world, Chipper Jones. So please don't take offense to my username. It's just, you know, my
speaking of Chipper Jones, guess what I did this week? I went to a Braves game yesterday.
Oh. Did you see Chipper Jones?
I didn't. No, he wasn't there. Well, I don't know that he wasn't there, but it was raining. So, like, there was no one there. I don't know if you've ever been to a baseball game in the rain, but it's not fun.
Oh, yeah. You know what I like? Whenever they would pull the tarps over our games in college and we got to like do the slip and slide, like that was probably the best part of college baseball. The actual baseball part was meh, because we weren't very good. I think that year we were 6-26. But hey, I did hit 319. So, I mean, that's plus, right?
Attaboy.
But nonetheless, I digress. So, Brooklyn, do we have you for the whole show or are you just hopping on for a few minutes?
I can be here till 1. So, however long. That.
Well, it's 2:17 here, so.
It's 1:17 here, ma'am. You're late.
12:18 here, so.
Okay.
You got me for 45 minutes. There we go.
Oh, okay. That's more than enough with us. So I can tell you that much.
There you go.
I don't even know what to do with 45 minutes of time.
I know what to do with 3. That's about it. But anyway, so I got to figure out here. I'm in Virginia Beach right now. Brooklyn, you didn't see it. Let me show for everyone else that just joined us. This is my hotel room view.
Ooh.
Yeah, so just right on the old beach here. And listen, Jason, I'm in Marriott, and we talk about how Marriott sucks because we're like really high status. We never got upgraded. I did get upgraded to like a 2-bedroom suite with a full view of the water and a balcony. So
do you think they heard us talking shit about them in the last Marriott we were in?
Probably, or it could be I called them and said, "Why the fuck can I ever get upgraded?"
Yeah.
And they gave me this room. So I guess
that's fair.
Yeah, you know, both. But I'm going to go with they hurt us. Marriott has definitely hurt us for sure.
Okay, good.
So we're here at Virginia Beach. Burlington, Vermont was awesome, by the way. Listen, these two tournaments are probably a little smaller than what we would normally run, but I'm kind of resigned to the fact that you gotta start them and get them going to make them incredible. And that's what's going to happen in Burlington because we had 9 teams in Burlington. All of them are coming back for next year, and they're already like teams saying, hey, how can we get in on Burlington next year? So I think Burlington's going to be big. Virginia Beach is even smaller than that, which I'm very disappointed in the Virginia Beach area. And I was basically going to come run this tournament, say, fuck you, Virginia Beach, even though Drake wrote a song about you. I would say, fuck you, Virginia Beach, and I wouldn't do another one. But then I went to the rink last night, and I got talking to the lady that runs the bar and the adult league, and she has convinced me that I got to give it at least one more year. Guarantees me all but guarantees me. She can't give me 100%, 99.9, that we'll get to 18 teams next year. So I'm looking forward to that. So, but here's the other kicker. I'm going to have this whole merch set up in Virginia Beach because I drove the trailer from Oklahoma City to Virginia Beach in like 2 days because I'm a fucking beast. And Norfolk Admirals, like their pro team, is going to be having a game in the same rink as us. So I'm going to be selling merch to all the fans there. So I'm pretty stoked about that.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, so we're gonna, what you're saying is in Virginia Beach, we're about to see a bunch of people walking around with BLPA stuff.
I mean, yeah. I mean, exactly. It's going to be almost like a mini Columbus.
Okay.
So
we should just rename it.
Mini Columbus?
Yeah.
Mini Columbus Beach? Okay. Columbus Beach, Virginia right here. And it's actually like, I didn't realize this. I should have known this because I'm a history guy, is that, right around Virginia Beach is where the first settlers landed. Right? Like, there's like a first landing state park. There's the village of Jamestown that, obviously is spooky because all these settlers came and then they came to find them and they were all gone and no one knows where they went. Probably murdered, but, I'm going to say murdered. That's my best guess. And I am a scientist, so what I say carries a little weight. So lots of cool stuff to do here in Virginia Beach, and I plan on doing that after this today and tomorrow before the tournament. So what have you been doing, Jason and Brooklyn? What have you guys been doing for the last 2 weeks when we've been off?
You go first, Brooklyn.
Well, not anything at all, actually. Just hanging low. I wish I could say something exciting, but my exciting things are coming this next couple weeks. So just getting prepared for that. Going to do a little bit of adult league volleyball. Go to New York for the old birthday, and yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
Nice. Beer league volleyball. Here's the deal. I think that sounds good until I realize that I could get drunk, jump, and probably break an ankle.
Yeah. Brett broke his knee 2 years ago at this tournament, so this rest guy. In peace to his knee, but he's Rip, going again. He's good.
Listen, Brett fucks. I mean, the guy, that's just what he does. He goes out, he doesn't give a shit. He breaks his knee, he heals it up, and he's back out there. But we can't get him on skates yet, but we will.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
So I want to shout out to Blue Shoe Magoo, favorite username on YouTube. He's here every week, just chatting us up, chat dabbing us up. Here, let me give you a little dab here. Let me dab you up right there. And every time I see his name, it just makes me smile. And so here he is. Got a lot of people in the comments just chatting with us. We'll get to your comments. Keep leaving us comments, and we'll get to them by the end of this show. I promise you that. Jason, what have you been up to the last 2 weeks?
Man, I, in my actual work job, I had a switch of roles, which I think I told you, like, not a promotion or anything, just, like, kind of changing up what I was doing. So I've been extremely busy getting out and meeting the new people that I support. So just been busy at work and then doing a little bit of reffing. I reffed. We have a new rink outside of Nashville. It's in Clarksville, Tennessee. It's like an hour-ish from Nashville. Mm-hmm. Crazy nice arena. But they needed help with their playoffs. So I went up there and helped ref all of their championship games last week. So that was fun.
Yeah, well, and about that... Go ahead.
Someone knew us, by the way, because he skated out and I recognize the face. I don't know his name. Last name was Nixon, I believe. But he skated by and he was like, hey, like when we were starting, he's in the B League up there. He skated by. And he's like, hey, this ain't the BLPA, bud. So like he knew. Right. And then somebody got in trouble and he was like, he met me at the faceoff dot and he's like, isn't first rule, don't be a dick. And I'm like, this guy knows what's up.
Yeah, but he just said it wasn't the BLPA.
So, right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I think he was like warning me like these, like we have fun in the BLPA.
This was like a serious,
like it's going down. Like they, from what I understand from the other ref that I ref with up there, because they're so far outside of Nashville, like it's a smaller town. It's big in comparison to like actual small towns, but it's small in comparison to Nashville. So like beer league is everything up there. The ref was telling me like people just stop in that don't even know the people playing there and will watch the games. Like the stands are full all the time. It's kind of crazy.
That's crazy. Well, we actually had ice book there
okay.
at one point to do a second, like a spring Nashville Dex.
Okay.
But I didn't realize it was so far away.
Yeah. It's a minute.
And that's kind of, cause they were just opening. And so they asked us to come down. And I was like, I just, we fill up our Nashville tournament with four if we were able to easily get to 6 or 8 teams, I'd say, yeah, let's do it. But I just don't know what the draw is to get people an hour out of Nashville at present time.
And to give you perspective, like, I'm maybe 15 miles east of Nashville. This rink is west, but I'm 75 miles from the rink. Like, so it's like 64 miles outside. So it's a little bit of a haul.
That's a jaunt. That is a jaunt. So, all right. Well, let's just start. Usually we save the ref stories till the end, but let's start with a ref story. And I know Brooklyn has some questions she wants us to answer because we're all knowing in the world of life. That's and fair. So,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
I was just gonna say maybe Brooklyn will drop some Japan, some things we're gonna do in Japan, some other new things that she's maybe planning out. I don't know.
Maybe like a costume from Amazon kind of thing.
Maybe.
We'll talk about it. Yeah. All right. So, I just told you guys, I they reached out to the group of refs in Nashville and said, hey, we normally have like 4 refs that rotate through at the Clarksville Arena, the one I was just talking about. But 3 of them are unavailable this week, and it's our championships. So we need someone to cover playoffs and championships this week. So I volunteered. And when I say I volunteered, it's because they paid like double per game and they paid me mileage. And I just told you I live 75 miles from there. So it was worth my time. But we reffed the B League championship. It was the last game of the 4 that I did up there. These guys were quick. Like, it was a good skate, fast, you know, fast paced, that sort of thing. And I told you guys, they take it very seriously up there. So the game got off to kind of a weird start because the one team scored like 12 seconds into the game. Like, it was like a face-off win, go down, score. Then we drop the puck. They win the face-off again. They go down and score again. So they're up 2-0 in 30 seconds of a championship game.
Okay.
It started to level out, but then at the end, I think we got within 1 goal late. It was 3-0, then it got 3-2, then I think it was like 4-2, 4-3, something like that. But then towards the end, the team that originally was just running away with it just ran away with it again. They were up like 4 or 5 goals. Other team was complaining. They felt the officiating was the problem, even though they got scored on twice in 30 seconds to start the game. And again, they weren't really hazing me, but they were hazing the other ref who is their normal ref, the guy that they know and refs most of their stuff. So one of their guys gave a solid cross check. He got his money's worth. And it was like a minute left in the game. The ref says, all right, you're going to the box. And the guy basically says, well, you fucking suck. And the ref said, okay, tell you what, there's a minute and a half left. Why don't you just head to the locker room? We'll just nip this in the bud right here. And as the guy was leaving, he yelled out for everyone to hear that my partner was it's a slur for. What is it again? Fine-ass gentleman?
Fine-ass gentleman. Okay.
Are you following, Brooke? Fine-ass gentleman?
Took me a second, but I figured it out.
So something just not, you can't do. Like, you can't do that. It's not acceptable. Not cool. It's not okay. So this dude then got a match penalty, and we're going to have a hearing, and he's probably going to be suspended indefinitely from USA Hockey because that's what they – I think a year is, like, the minimum, but they can basically just say you're banned. Because they don't, homophobic, racist, sexist, any of that stuff. They just, it's zero tolerance.
Yeah, I think, and that's good. And listen, when we were younger, like, people used to say that stuff. And that's whatever, when I was dealing with league, when we had to kick people out of it, they'd be like, oh, when we were younger, we could say that stuff all the time. It was no big deal. But it is now.
It is. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not cool. It doesn't matter. I mean, listen, people used to be able to drink and drive and smash their cars into other cars in like the 50s and 60s, but you can't do that anymore either, right?
Yeah.
Dudes used to be able just to beat the hell out of their women and, say, cook me a sandwich. And that was fine back in like the 20s and 30s. It's not fine anymore, right? You can't be bouncing people off walls,
It's just, can't do it.
It's just not cool anymore. I don't know. Maybe does Brett trying to bounce you off any walls there, Brooklyn?
No, because he knows that he'd go right back into a different wall. So,
okay.
Yeah, you guys are pretty, two tall titans over there battling each other. Yeah. So I got it.
Like Godzilla versus King Kong or what?
Pretty much. I'm not saying this in a rude way. It would be a heavyweight title fight. And I'm not talking about like the weightage in pounds, just like two very big people.
That's why I'm big Brooklyn.
Big Brooklyn. Big Brooklyn. Yeah.
Bigger Brett. Big Brooklyn, bigger Brett.
Yeah, Brett is a big guy. Jason, I think have you ever seen BoJack Horseman?
No.
Okay, well, in it there's like three guys that like dress up in a trench coat. It's a cartoon, and they get on each other's shoulders. It's like Vincent, adult man.
Okay.
We would need one more person on top of us to be a Brett.
So that's what I was picturing because I've never seen Brett, but I was picturing like me sitting on my shoulders, and I'm like, that's probably Brett.
Yeah, but it would be like you on my shoulders, someone else.
Okay.
And a trench coat. Okay, so no one knows it's three of us.
Right.
And listen, I mean, Brett's probably, I think that Brett's a softie because he's like one of those guys that doesn't give a fuck about anything. But I think if we did piss him off, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to try not to. I'm just going to try not to piss him
off. No, but if.
Or Brooklyn for that matter.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that goes without saying. So, yeah. But yes, it is not cool to say that kind of stuff. I hope this guy is banned for a considerable amount of time. I'm not all the way, if it's his first time, indefinite probably isn't on my list of things that I'd want him to see, because I do think people make mistakes, and you can use it as a teaching moment to say, hey, it's not cool. Don't do it again. This is going to be your punishment now. And then you serve that punishment and you learn or you don't. If you don't learn, then the next time you do it, then you are gone for good. But yeah, so this guy says up to 8 weeks just for ruling before the 1 year. So yeah, so maybe he will get the 8 weeks, and then he'll never do it again. And if he does do it again, he gets booted for. Man, the waves are just really breaking out there right now, boys. I'm just looking at them. If I find out how to surf, you know, but I don't. So.
Do you want to hear another crazy story that has nothing to do with reffing?
Sure. Yeah, I love crazy stories.
Okay. I'm driving back from Atlanta yesterday, to Nashville, okay. And I'm driving down the interstate, and I just noticed to the side of the road, there's an 18-wheeler pulled over and there's a red pickup truck behind them. And there's two gentlemen walking like next to the 18-wheeler, but like between the road, and they're walking towards the back of the 18-wheeler. And then all of a sudden, one of them just sucker punches the other one. I mean, knocks him down, and then grabs him and starts dragging him in between the semi and the truck. And it's just going to town on him. And like, that's all I saw, because I was like driving, right? I'm going like 80.
Yeah.
But like, it was like perfect timing to see the whole thing develop. And then next thing but I know, cops are flying the other way with their lights on. So somebody called and said, there's some crazy shit going on.
That's wild. That is wild. You're frozen my screen. I don't know if we're frozen in the thing. I'm on hotel internet. Yeah, man, that's and now you always wonder, like, what happened to the guy? Like, is the guy alive? Is he messed up? You know, I remember when I was a little kid, like, the first fight I saw, like, we used to go to the Outlaw, World of Outlaw. Do you know what those are? Like, the little sprint cars with the, like, fins on the top of them.
With the wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the wings. And we used to go to those all the time. And I can remember one time we're walking out, and I guess one dude's chick flipped off another dude. Like this, flipping off. And another dude got pissed off. And so the chick's dude stepped up and they started fighting. And all I remember is this dude running and like drop kicking this guy in the face. Listen, I was 7 or 8. Okay. And like just kick. And then they just start mauling on each other. And then I'm crying because I'm upset because I'm like, what? And my dad by all accounts, I mean, I never saw it, but apparently my dad was a badass. And I only know this because like I'd be walking around like in my baseball jacket with Fleahart, like let's say around like the mall, and be like, are you Aaron's son? And I'm like, yeah. And they'd be like, your dad used to beat some ass back in the day. And at first I was like ladies or what? Like he was just out there. Fuck out or what? No, but apparently he used to like get paid to beat people up. Like that's and so I remember like me being upset at my dad, like dragging me, and like my mom was like, where are you going? I don't want to watch this. And my dad was like, no, we're getting out of here right now. And so but all I remember is that guy getting like drop kicked in the face, like a running start. And I always wonder, like, is that guy alive?
Yeah. Is that guy crazy? Alive? Like that's my whole drive. I'm thinking, cause like, how dangerous is it to fist fight somebody like right next to the interstate? Like, I mean, there were like inches from cars going by. I'm like, I wonder if like that shit ended up in the road and like some crazy shit happened. I tried to Google it. nothing on the news. So it probably just ended with, you know, someone getting arrested.
That's like stuff in the movies. Cause what I would imagine is that one guy got the edge, right? And the guy was on the ground and this guy jumped on top of him and there's the yellow line for the highway. And he kept pushing the guy on the yellow line. And then eventually a car clipped him and that was it. That's yeah. How, you know what I'm saying? That's what
maybe
I'm
I'll check the news again later today, see if I can find anything about man gets beheaded by interstate traffic in a fight after, or something.
Yeah, after a side of the highway fisticuffs. That would be the way to go.
Anyway, if there's someone out there in the BLPA that knows who got beat up beside the interstate on 75 in Georgia, please let me know.
Yeah, I mean we need to know. Now we need to know. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Oh boy. Hey, you know what else is cool about Virginia Beach? Like, I've been sitting out here just, you know, next to the ocean watching as the waves roll in. And, like, there's been every occasionally, like, fighter jets will just fucking roll through.
Yeah.
Like, because there's obviously a base close here, right? But it is kind of cool to see those fighter jets. And I always give them, like, the old fucking Top Gun. You know, like Maverick when he's on his motorcycle in the original one. He's like, yeah. You know, that's just how I roll. Just supporting America. That's what I do.
They probably are looking down and like, was that Tom Cruise? Because I mean, you guys do look similar.
I mean, a little bit. I do my own stunts, so we're basically the same person.
Same guy. Okay.
Not a big deal. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What's the next? What's Brooklyn's questions? Intro. Brooklyn's questions.
All right. This one is coming straight from TikTok. TikTok. For $1 million, could you eat $1,000 worth of McDonald's in 36 hours?
Bro, I could do it for way less than that.
Yeah, but listen, but
to be fair, McDonald's is expensive as fuck right now. Like, $1,000.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, we have to like set like what is it? It's like 10 quarter pounder meal is a $10, right? For a quarter pounder meal now.
Yeah.
$10, right? So 10 of those is so you have to eat 100 quarter pounders in 36 hours for $1 million. Do I get to poop? Can I puke? And can I poop?
Puke? No. If you puke, you got to eat that.
Oh
yeah. Got to keep it in. Otherwise that's not fair.
I mean, I would definitely try.
For $1 million, like is there like a con, like where if I don't make it I have to pay the $1 million?
No, I don't think so.
Then I'm trying for sure.
I think like, that could be good for your telethon.
Like who's putting up the $1 million though?
Well, maybe just do it for laughs.
Hey, it's going to be really hard to eat 100 quarter pounder meals. And then go out there and try to American Gladiator the shit, you know? I mean, I don't know if that was, you know, and the people in the chat say the con, like the negative is the shame if you don't finish it. Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, but what if it's like, what all could we eat? I don't need 100 quarter pounders.
You can eat whatever you want. You just have to mix it up.
Yeah.
But do we get the world? Do we get the world menu, or is it just the U.S.? Because there's so much different shit in McDonald's. Like in Japan, there's different stuff. In Germany, there's different things.
You could go. It's at McDonald's University in Chicago. So then they have whatever is on that menu there. It's a little more exotic.
Okay.
So
yeah, I'm just gonna do some research, try to figure out what the most expensive, like mixed with least amount of food is, and I'm gonna just try to eat as much of that as possible.
Okay, for the telethon, people will have to pay money for us to eat it, right?
Yeah.
Like they gotta say, if you eat X amount, this is what we will give to the telethon. And listen, we're not telling you what the telethon money is going to right now because we don't know. Hopefully to get Jason paid and now Brooklyn. But if we can eat breakfast, like I can slam fucking Egg McMuffins, bud.
Me too.
Like egg McMuffins and sausage McGriddles with cheese. I mean, those are just fire.
Do you think it'd be easier to do it $1,000 worth of McDonald's or $1,000 worth of Taco Bell? Because I feel like I can put down $100 of Taco Bell at one time.
It's so much cheaper because it's a dollar a taco. So you'd have to have a thousand.
Yeah, you just gotta get the expensive shit. You gotta go supreme with everything. Quesadillas.
Add the sour cream. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mexican pizzas, okay, but I do love Taco Bell chicken quesadilla. Like, there is not a doubt in my mind that I could destroy just a bunch of number sevens.
Yeah,
no
with
creamy
a
jalapeno
Baja
sauce.
Freeze, as many Baja Freezes as I can get my hands on.
Yeah. Oh, what if we could find a McDonald's out of alcoholic beverages, and that would probably help out a lot.
I'm afraid I'm gonna puke though. Then if I drink too much,
Yeah, people are saying there's got to be an expensive salad. Like Lolo wants us to go get $1 million eating McDonald's salads.
The salad's too much. That's a lot of like.
It's very hard for your belly to break down.
Volume.
Yeah. Listen, that's why rabbits are so skinny.
Yeah.
Okay. Because their stomach's just constantly trying to break down this fucking lettuce that's not breakable yeah. downable, right? It's just not. Downable. I don't know where that word came from.
But, I think that's it.
I just feel like my vocabulary is so large that even though I use the word fuck, that I still know those words. And so, I think, does it have to be one person or can it be like me and Jason tag teaming this McDonald's?
Only one person. So if there's two of you, it's $2,000.
Okay. But 2 million, 2,000. Okay. Yep. Yeah, we could do that though. Okay. Yeah. Me and Jason would do that.
Listen, anyone out there has got the money?
If anyone has $1 million to give us, give it to us, and then we'll do this test. And we'll complete it. Don't worry. Just give us the $1 million first. That is a good question. That's a good question. We should start doing research. Next episode, I want to know what your $1,000 in McDonald's will be, and we'll read it.
On it. Okay. Yeah. On it.
I have a lot of McFlurry.
Yeah, okay. McFlurries would be good too, but their ice cream machine would be
We only have 36 hours. I'm gonna map mine out. Like, this is what I'm eating each hour.
Okay, yeah, let's map it out. That's just called good content. We're entertainers, show business. All right, Brooklyn, any more questions?
Well, just on the lines of that, I was just thinking, are there any challenges, like food challenges that you see online that you think you could be easily done? You could easily do?
Well, listen, Brooklyn, I did the Sprite challenge. You guys remember the Sprite challenge?
No, what's that?
Oh.
You have to chug a 20-ounce of Sprite without burping. Or you have to drink a 20-ounce of Sprite without burping.
Like just one 20-ounce?
It's harder than you think.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try it.
Sprite burns, bro. You can't chug it like you can chug water or beer.
Okay,
like it burns.
Hey, guess what? Sometimes I have to chug Sprite in draft rounds when I'm not doing beer. I've done it.
Yeah, but not 20 ounces. But I can chug it for a while. The problem
is
you can't
burp at all.
At all, involuntarily you can't burp. Burp comes up, you lose.
For how long after?
Just you got to finish the bottle.
Oh, so if after I finish, I can burp.
Yes.
Obviously. So I can drink it all and then.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do it. I'm doing that.
I have faith in you, though.
I'm gonna do it. I'm actually gonna practice it just to prove that I can do it, and then I'm gonna blow everyone's fucking mind.
Okay.
So. You guys are gonna be, and listen, Brooklyn, I really can't tell you, like, I don't really see any food challenge right now, because right now you're sending me diarrhea TikToks, and like all the
I thought that was so funny.
And so, like, I keep watching the diarrhea TikToks you keep sending me, so now all my FYP is diarrhea shit. So I don't see any food challenges.
Yeah, that let's blame that on Brooklyn.
You want to see my?
No, I believe it's there. I'm just saying I don't think it's Brooklyn's fault that's what no, your it definitely for was. You pages.
No, let me, yeah, let me, show, here, I'll show you my inbox right now from Brooklyn. It's, look, it's literally just
you gotta diarrhea watch the video, shit. Though.
Ugh.
Yeah, and so once you watch it, then people are like, oh, he's interested in this. So, and so that's why it shows up. So it is Brooklyn's fault, for sure.
But can I see what you were watching before suddenly these mysterious diarrhea videos were showing up? maybe what she sent you just fits right into what you were already watching. How do I know?
Well, I did get, she did send me one pouring 11 water shots and one vodka shot, but they're all actually vodka and 3 tequilas. Okay. Cause remember the challenge we were going to do where we do the game? Yeah. Let's not do that. I don't think we can do all that.
No.
That vodka, but it would be funny. Normal. Okay. Any more questions?
I know there was one other one I was supposed to ask. Can you come back to me? I can't think of it.
Yeah. Okay. Can we also, I just want to ask Jason, cause we were discussing this one and I don't want to out you and Brett's conversations at home, but you were basically like me and Brett have been discussing this about, what would it take for you, Jason, to,
I didn't know where you're going with this one,
to shit on someone and to be shit on.
Okay. Both high, like you would think you'd be like, oh, just shit on someone like that shit. But like, I don't think I could do it. Like, I think my body would shut down and be like, I'm not doing this. Like no matter how much I begged and pleaded with it, it would just be like, bro, we're not doing this.
But
like,
what if we gave you the, what, What if we gave you the drink that you have to take before you get a colonoscopy? Like, there's no, your body is not shutting down when that
happens. It's still a lot, bro. I just have no interest in that. And I know there's people into that. And hey, if you're listening and that's your thing, you know, no kink Brett. Shaming here. Brett specifically, apparently. But it would, man, to get shit on, where it's millions for sure. For sure.
I mean, Brooklyn, what was your, I don't
to shit on someone, hospital. It's probably a couple hundred thousand.
But if someone came up to you and said, here's 50 grand to shit on someone, you're not going to do that?
Probably. I'm going to try. I don't know if my body's physically going to let me.
Here's the deal. Jason, here's $10,000 and here's you a colonoscopy drink. Go shit on this person.
Okay. Yeah.
Rip yourself and shit.
Is it someone I don't know?
I don't know.
You have to make eye contact with them after.
Oh, fucking A. That's what I'm saying. Like, do I have to see this person again? Like, yeah. Like it's literally the relationship's ruined. How could we ever be in the same room together again, knowing that I shit on you?
Why do you have to look at them?
It's funny.
Because that would make it so much harder. There's no way I'm going to be able to make eye contact with someone and shit on them at the same time.
Like, yeah, you're right. Possible. It's way easier if I could just back myself into a room.
And it needs to be someone I don't know. I can't, because I'm never going to be able to be in this room with this person again. Ever.
I don't know. How much was it for you, Brooklyn? I remember for us, it was pretty similar, but for Brett, it was really low.
Brett was like, give me $1,000 worth of McDonald's and it's done.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Brett's just an animal. When Brooklyn told me his price, that's what I thought. Like, this guy is an animal. Like,
yeah, guy's not all there.
I can't believe only one person. There's people watching this, and only one person has commented on this. All right, what was your price, Brooklyn? I don't remember.
I think it was like, it wasn't millions, but it was like hundreds of thousands, I think.
I mean,
shitting on or getting shit on?
Getting shit on. I think. Okay. I think yours was 10,000 or maybe mine. I don't know.
To poop on someone. Yeah. I mean, I poop all the time. I might as well get paid to do so, you know? But
again, it depends on the person. This is, you're going to ruin a relationship here. It's ruined.
Or maybe start a beautiful one. You don't
but
know.
But they like it. Like, it's not, yeah. Like they're paying you to do it.
Do you? I mean, no shame if you do.
No, listen, I'm saying, like, they're paying me to do it, so obviously they like it. Why would
here's,
it make it
Here's the
it
thing,
weird?
Nick, though. If you came to me and you were like, please shit on me, I really like it, it's still going to affect the way I am around you in a room. I can't be your friend anymore.
But I just gave you $50,000.
I know, and I'm going to go find a new friend now. Thanks for the money.
Okay. But Brooklyn, yeah, I think ours were pretty similar. But yeah. Brett's was laughably low, and he was serious.
Brett was like, let's go do it right now for fun. Like,
yeah, funsies. All right. Oh, boy. What a question. All right. Is there any other? Was there a would you rather?
We can go back to the one that you asked about on Twitter about getting with Mike Tyson? How?
Oh, the fight.
That was a good one. Because I don't even remember which guy it is, but one of those.
Logan Paul. No, Jake Logan, Paul. Jake.
Yeah, Jake. Logan, Jake. Both of them are weirdos. Not saying that in a detrimental way. It's cool to be weird. I'm a weird guy, too. I mean, I just talked about shitting and getting shit on. So, but he's fighting Mike Tyson. And yeah. I guess, listen, the guy's boxed some, right? He's training. Maybe he's got some talent. But he's not Mike Tyson.
No. And have you seen the videos of Mike Tyson training right now?
Yeah, it's insane. That's
dude's an animal.
Yeah, that's what brought me to think, like, how much would it even take for me to get in the ring and take any of that stuff? And it's considerable.
It's more than getting shit on, I can tell you that.
I mean, listen, it would feel great to punch Mike Tyson in the face.
But
like, imagine just, but if I got one in.
You're not gonna.
What if he lets me because he knows he's about to demolish me? Because listen, we're like, I say to me, like, I like punching people in the face, but I don't like getting punched in the face. I think Mike Tyson enjoys getting punched in the face.
I don't.
Mm-mm.
I think he likes punching the shit out of people for sure.
Yeah, me too. And you know what?
But more than you. He likes it more than you.
Oh, he likes it more than Frank for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But my nose is running because I was laughing so hard I was crying just a second ago. Yeah, I mean, it would be because he's not going to take it easy. I don't think.
No,
I think he's got like he's like a ringer that comes out and he doesn't have the next level down. He just is full bore all the time. Yeah. And the thing is like, I watched like some of his videos, like when he retired and he was like, my heart's just not in this anymore. Like I was just doing it cause I needed some money to take care of my family. And so now he's doing it for fun. It seems like, and he said he's not coming. He's coming to retire Jake Paul. Like he's coming to retire. If I heard, even if I agreed to this, I would back out, take the lawsuit, pay him whatever he was going to get paid and go away. Cause if I heard, I'm going to retire Nick Fleehart.
So here's the thing. Like, it's not even like, is he going to knock you out? He is for sure.
Yeah.
It's what damage to your face is going to be done when he finally does knock your ass out.
Yeah, that's true.
He might not even hit your face. What about if he does a kidney shot or a body shot?
Just burst one of your kidneys.
A roundhouse kick to the face. I know that's probably not boxing, but like, what if?
Yeah, no, that's not boxing at all.
No, and but a kidney shot for real. He could burst your kidney with a punch.
Because here's the deal: I'm gonna go in, and I'm just gonna protect right here.
He's going to town on your body. Yeah, he's going to town on your body, bro.
But when you
he's
say go to
force
town,
you to drop him so that he can knock you out.
He's going to hit me once in my kidney and I'll probably fall down.
Pass out like, from pain. Just...
I probably won't pass out, but I'll be like,
I probably would.
But you're right. Like he's going to hit me in the kidney and I'm going to go like this. I'm going to drop this hand. And the next thing I know, lights out. Night, night, you know? Yeah. So I don't think that there is, I mean, it would have to be life altering money.
It's even more, not life altering, but like, generational altering money, like my kids are going to be set kind of shit.
What is that? Like, what is generational money?
Probably 10 million. That's probably generational changing if you do it right.
If you won $10 million right now in the lottery, like, do you think that would set up you, your kids, and your grandkids
with the right investments for sure?
I mean, listen, my investments are basically in Eagle gloves, so I don't think I have the right investments.
So, yeah, you're probably going to need more than that. Then
I'm going to need an investment advisor, But listen, if you want a lot, like you could do some fun things with like $3 or $4 million right off the hop, right? Buy a house, do a lot of traveling.
It depends on what you're winning. If you're winning $300 million on a lottery, yeah, you can go that you've got fuck around money. But if you're winning $10 million, it could still be generational altering if you do it right, but you don't have fuck around money. Like you gotta go invest it in.
Yeah, but how much? What's like if I have $5 million in the bank, am I living off the interest on that yet?
No, I mean, to me, I'd be going to buy properties and then living
off
of.
Just talk to Brett. He'll tell you.
Yeah, Brett's an investment guy. But listen,
as long as he doesn't shit on me,
I don't know if I trust Brett's opinion. You're telling me to take my investment advice, but he's just over there getting diarrhea on. Like
he's over there like $50 and I'll shit on you, or you can shit on me. Is he really money savvy if he's only asking for $50 to get shit on?
That doesn't sound like an investment banker. It sounds like a homeless man that I met in downtown Calgary.
Well, also for this question, he would just take $1 million too.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I don't trust him with any money decisions. I don't trust him with any money decisions. I'm talking to someone else.
Yeah. Or
he's two of me, so maybe he could fight Mike Tyson. I don't know.
No.
I
mean,
with great risk comes great reward, you know?
Fair.
I guess.
Maybe he knocked him out.
Can you like if I just put $5 million in the bank, like what is that generating? Ask Brett, if I just put $5 million in the bank, what is that netting me every like could that just be like $100,000 a year salary? I don't know.
So if you put it in the bank or invested it?
If I invested if I invested $5 million with Brett right now, what would be my annual return? And tell him I know about his pooping tricks. So, but anyway,
It all depends on investments. Obviously it's different interest rates. There's different risk involved in that sort of thing. So I think your real question is what's the biggest return on a no risk investment. Right. And that would be like, I don't know, savings bonds or some shit like that.
Yeah. And then it's really low, right?
It is, for sure. Because there's no risk. If there's no risk, then it's low interest.
There's a reason why I don't have a lot of money, because I don't know what to do with it, and I get it. So I just fucking like, I guess I'll spend it on.
You just said if you got $10 million, it was going to Eagle gloves. That's why I don't have a lot of money.
Being a little facetious. I'll tell you what I would do with the first million. I would run free DEXs for a year.
Okay.
All right. Free DEXs for a year. But that's not even $1 million. But I could do free DEX for a year, and everyone would have a pair of Eagle gloves, but they would have my face on them. So, and probably Jason's.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I'm hauling the trailer, and I got a comment that we need to put different people on the trailer. So I got to figure out how to do it. It has to be me, you and Brooklyn on the back. And we're just like, hey, let's do our show. For sure. That's one. But like other people, and like, it was a VIP member, and he said we should auction it off to VIP members of who wants to be on the trailer, which is a good idea, because I don't want to pay $3,000 to get it wrapped again. But it's also, I was looking at it, and like only like two of the people on there even play with us anymore. Right. Yeah. Some of them don't even play hockey. So it's like, okay, well let's change it off. So maybe we should auction. We have like six spots we could auction off.
Okay.
To see who wants to be on the trailer. That's probably the way to do it. Eh?
Yeah, for sure.
And then us three on the back.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, Brooklyn, was there any more questions?
I don't think so. Not off the top of my head.
Those were good. So make sure you bring some next time.
I will.
They don't always have to be about poop, but you know, if you can slide a poop one in there, it's definitely funny.
100%. 100. I mean,
poop,
listen,
poop's funny.
Poop is funny. It's like fart jokes. You know. Oh, and speaking of funny, now that I said fart jokes, and I only think about this because we were at Disney, and like, you know, you do the whole "here's your nose, I got your nose, Cooper," and then I'd grab my butt and I'd be like, and I got a butt right here, and then I put him behind my back, and I'm like, all right, pick one. Which one do you want? You're either gonna get your nose back, or you're gonna be a butt face. And anyway, he always got butt face. But anyway, so we were standing in line at a ride, right? And Cooper's obviously been to a draft, and he's heard my spiel, right? And there was this little kid with his brothers. The kid could have been more than six. And he walked up to his brother, and they're standing right in front of us. And he goes, "Psst, I got 15 baggies of cocaine. What do you want to do with them?" And Cooper was like, "Oh, you don't do cocaine." And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "But he has cocaine." I'm like, "Cooper, he's six. He doesn't really have cocaine." I'm like, "Do you even know what cocaine is?" He's like, "No, but he has it." And I'm like, "No, he doesn't." And so at least we're getting the word out that people shouldn't be doing cocaine.
That just reminded me of another ref story. Do you want to hear another ref story? Oh, it happened last night.
Yeah, we'll finish on. Oh, I'm gonna have to assume a ref was doing cocaine. All right, let's hear it.
So last night, I was reffing a game that was like a consolation game, right? These are playoffs, but these are two teams that are out, but they still get the same amount of games as everybody else. And so they had a bunch of young kids that were subbing. And as I go to line up for one of the face-offs, I hear one of the kids behind me go, "That line of cocaine's really starting to hit." And I like turned around and looked at him, and I'm like, "Ah, it's probably just a dumb kid. Like he thinks it's funny, right?" But then him and another player kept going off the ice into the locker room and then coming back out and then going off the ice to the locker room and then coming back out. And one time, dude came out onto the ice while the play was still going, just opened the door and skated over to the bench, left the door wide open and everything. We had to blow the play dead. And we're like, "Hey, dumbass, you can't fucking just come out when the play's going on." And his eyes were bloodshot. I'm just saying, there might have been some cocaine being done last night.
Yeah. Hey, when the toot-toot hits, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, all right. I always like ending the show with a good cocaine story, you know? Always like it.
Yeah.
So
it's positive.
All right. Anything else to add before? I mean, it's supposed to rain all day today, but it hasn't rained. I think I'd probably go get a little beach time in again, work on my tan.
I'm going to go hit a McDonald's and see what I can eat in like 10 minutes. I got to do some research.
Next week, we need lists from everyone. And everyone that's listening, let us know what your list would be. You have 36 hours to eat $1,000 at McDonald's. What would you eat, and could you do it, and would you do it for $1 million?
Yep.
All right. Anything else to add, friends?
That's it for me.
All right. Make sure you follow us on all the social media channels, the BOPA, at Beer League Jason, at BOPA Brooklyn with two N's. At Nicker Jones on Twitter, the Nicker Jones on Instagram. Become a VIP. Donate to our Patreon. We're trying to get Jason and Brooklyn paid here. Don't you want the show to be better? Listen, when you're not paying them, we're talking about poop. That's what you're getting.
All right, we're going to talk about.
All right, guys. Here we go. Be good or be good at it.